Don't worry about it.
You didn't drink in San Diego?
I, on Thursday night, had a glass of wine.
Oh, my mom said you saw her.
I did. And then on Friday, it was so hard. Everyone was drinking.
Yeah.
But then I was going home, so I had a coffee at the party.
You drove home Friday night?
Saturday, so you didn't I had three drinks.
Yeah.
Last night, mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not going to drink. I had one glass of wine. Very small glass of wine. I'm going to try to do just Monday through Thursday.
So not tonight.
Yeah, tonight. Monday.
Drink Monday through Thursday?
Oh, no. Not drink Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
How was your streak?
I don't know. Streaky? I don't know. It was, it wasn't aggressive by any means.
It's not fun though, because you feel so good that you're like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. But you know, it's in the horizon. So
it takes a few days to feel really good.
Yeah. By Thursday, I was feeling great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. We shall see.
Wait. So how was it down there in San Diego? Was it crazy?
It was weird.
Comic-Con?
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's hot.
Yeah.
You're like, why does it smell weird?
Did you stay at the Pendry?
Yeah. It was nice.
I feel like that's one of the nicest ones down
U.S.
there.
Grant's really nice. But Pendry is it? Too.
That's where my prom was. I don't really, really remember. I don't think I ever saw a room.
The rooms are gorgeous and they're huge. But yeah. And then I saw Peg. I went up behind her and I was like, hi. She was like, hi. I go. And then I walked away and I was like, I don't think she knew it was me. It's like, Peg, it's Cotty. She's like, oh my gosh.
She's like, she had a baseball hat on. She called me and it was cute because she was like excited to see you. But I also think she kept saying, she was her hair all pulled back in a baseball hat. So she must have like been sort of trying to justify why she was thrown.
Her friends were like.
She's like, then I went back in looking for her. I don't know why I'm giving her a Southern accent, but just seems right. And
feels right.
And she's like, couldn't find her though. She must have gone somewhere. I'm like, Mom, I think she's staying there. She probably went to her room.
I went to my room. No, the Labubus are out of control.
What is there?
The whole convention center was Labubus.
So,
about $300 worth of Labubus.
Like, have you seen the ones that are this big?
Yeah, who? What? What is the point of getting that?
I don't know. I think they're cute, but
they are cute. The new
how
rage.
Explain to me how that falls into the Comic-Con.
Because it's anything collectible. It's like
anything collectible.
It's a lot of stuff doesn't make sense anymore.
Okay, so can you explain to me what Comic-Con is?
It's a comic book convention. It started as a comic book convention.
Okay. And is it only, does it go other places or is it only in San Diego?
No, I think they have a few other.
Okay.
They have one in LA maybe? Not really.
It feels like the San Diego one's the biggest.
San Diego is like the original.
So it can be
original.
Anything from merchandise to TV shows.
So it's like anything anime, comics. Mm-hmm. Now it's like shows that have cult-like followings. Or like scary horror shows. Mm. It's almost to the point.
Are a lot of people dressed up?
Yes, but I feel like there was a very, like, there's, I don't know if I'm just overthinking it, but I was looking at people going, I wonder if there's like a dominatrix, like, a lot of
undertone?
The girls are dressed up like as like little fairies and the guys are dressed up as warriors. You're like, huh?
Like it's like Renaissance.
And then I saw
fantasy.
People LARPing and they're like, fight to the death. And
what
I was like, guys,
doing?
Fight to the death. And they had like plastic swords. I was like.
Yeah, like a Renaissance vibe.
Yeah.
Renaissance fair meets fantasy.
That's really, but so now the new thing was the freaking Labubu craze. It was everywhere.
Should we be Labubus for Halloween?
So cute. The big into energy.
Yeah.
And being like,
I wonder if there are. Can we Google Labubu Halloween costume?
So, you know, my friend Nicole, obviously. Nicole had never, like,
oh,
didn't
I saw
understand.
She posted. It's so funny.
She,
I never on Instagram and I saw this.
So, we go to our first booth, which I've never purchased. And oh my God, I'm so going to be a Labubu for Halloween. Let's do a whole episode where we're dressed as Labubus.
How will we talk?
I think there's a net for the mouth, maybe. Oh my God, they're so cute. God.
It's amazing.
So we go to our first booth.
Okay.
We both get the Coca-Cola ones.
So you can buy stuff there. Are people selling?
Oh, there's tons of booths.
Stop it.
Oh my God. I'm so doing that.
How do we get
there's
this?
There's tons of, where did they buy this?
You gonna do that too?
I so am. Oh, look at me.
I don't even know how I feel.
No, there's tons of booths where they're, I think like it originally started selling like vintage comic books, and then now people do like sketches of like weird stuff that you're just like, what? You know, just weird stuff.
Nothing good.
Some guy was selling like gems, fashion. Like stones. There was a Minecraft. There was a pop art.
Oh, I bet the Minecraft was big.
No one. Not really.
No one from the movie?
No, but I was like, is there Roblox here? No Roblox presence. I'm like, it falls into gaming too. So now it's like expanded to gaming. Well,
so maybe Minecraft is on the cusp of that. I would just think because of the movie.
Yeah, no.
No. Interesting.
The Labubus were going nuts.
Whoa.
But anyway, Nicole and I go and she's like, should I get one? Mm-hmm. And we had like a super fan next to us. And the girl was like, well, their partnership with Coca-Cola is ending. So if you're going to get one of these. She's like, okay. And she just grabs one. And I grab one for Ted because he's been dying for one. She got the collectible. One out of 72. And she got it.
Is the big energy? No.
No, it's the Coca-Cola.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
So it's... all of them are just like little white Labubus holding a Coke can.
Uh-huh.
One has a glass bottle. One has a can.
Yeah.
She got the one that's inside. That's it. Inside the Coke can and it pops up. Oh my God.
How do you not? Oh, because the box is.
It's a blind box.
I got you.
So you have no idea what you're going to get. So I got the first one and she got the Coke can.
I kind of love the idea of a blind box. They're like, you just fucking, you get what you get. You don't get upset.
Yeah, but you do get upset. You do get upset.
No.
Because like,
but they're like,
you
go
give
fuck
it to
yourself.
A kid. You give it to a kid and they're like, cool, I already have this one.
And there's nothing you can do.
No. And the guy's like, I was like, oh, it's going to suck if my daughter has this one. He's like, well, you can
no
buy the whole.
What are they
you can
saying?
Buy the whole dozen and you're guaranteed to get different ones. I was like, no
you're
not
buying. Though. You're not. Guaranteed to get, oh.
If you buy the whole box.
But you're not guaranteed to get.
You're not guaranteed to get a special.
Yeah.
You're guaranteed to get different colors.
A special one. Are like, these guys smaller than the others?
No.
They aren't? Look, it does not look tiny to you?
Uh-uh.
Oh, fine.
Fine. So then what was really frustrating is our first booth, we bought these little fuckers for like $60.
Yeah.
And then we're like, she wanted to go back to get another. And I was like, fine. So we go back. She wanted to buy another one. She loved the thrill
of
opening it.
What's she going to do it with it?
She had one on her purse. I was like, can you take that off? We go out. And so we're leaving after the second bout of her getting a Labubu.
Yeah.
And we find another vendor that's selling them for like half price.
Half?
Not half, but like a reasonable price. You can buy these at Pop Mart for like $25.
Yeah, that's what my question. What's MSRP? 25?
Like 25, 28.
And then what did you guys pay?
60.
Okay.
Which, fair.
Sorry, one sec. They're
It's like you have to wait on the computer to like reserve one. You can't just walk into a store and buy it.
Mm-hmm. Shoot.
So anyway.
Don't you think $50 to hem a pair of jeans is expensive? The jeans were like not even $50. They're Zara jeans.
Seems steep.
Right?
But it depends. Are they going to remove the actual hem and move it up? Or are they just
hem? I don't think I need original hem.
Well, then it shouldn't be that much. 50 for to move an original hem, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm used to paying like 30 or something.
I mean, I always play the game like, what would I charge?
They're literally so expensive.
Wait, do you know what I can't stop watching online? Clips of Ozzy Osbourne.
What? When he talks about like cheating on Sharon. Have you seen that one?
No. I'm watching the fun ones where he's like looking for the cat in the backyard.
What?
I'm just like, I forgot how funny he was. He's so funny.
But is he actually intentionally funny or is
no.
it just, yeah.
It's just watching accident. Him. Yeah. He's like, you sucking cat.
Yeah, yeah.
No one cares.
I wonder how many times he's cheated on Sharon. No, like she knows. Like
she knows, right?
Like they're on Howard Stern, I don't know how many years ago. There was a clip that I just saw and he was like, yeah, he was like, I was in Japan and I was so fucked up that I took this little Japanese girl back to my room, but I forgot Sharon was with me. She was in the room.
Like, stop what? It. What? Are you serious?
I swear. And then it kind of goes into like, it's playful, but it's like, she's kind of aware that like, oh yeah, he would cheat on me when he goes here or whatever. I don't even know if she considers it cheating. Just like, obviously he's just
like open.
He's a basket case. You know what I mean?
I forgot Sharon was with me.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Yeah, I'm loving watching clips. And then Hulk Hogan died. My Lord, what is happening? I mean, I went into like a death spiral of looking up all these deaths this week. Like the Top Chef, I guess that was suicide.
What was it?
The Top Chef, Anne, what was her name? Anne Burrell?
Wait, hold on. What happened? Oh, she died?
She died.
How?
Her husband found her in the shower. What? So everyone just assumed it was like a heart attack or something like that.
And?
Then they rule it's a suicide. Okay.
Whoa, what?
Then it tells, it was a mix of like four different things in her system. And I was like, why am I Googling this? Because it's all like the medical names. I'm like, why am I Googling this? Why am I Googling this? Okay. Do you know what was in her system?
What?
Zyrtec.
Wait, but she.
Benadryl.
She tried. She took a lot of stuff.
I have no idea.
Ethanol?
Is alcohol maybe? I don't know.
Okay.
Cetirizine is like Zyrtec.
Amphetamine is like.
Speed?
Yeah.
I mean, it's ethanol like.
Amphetamine is commonly used. Oh, so it could have been.
Wait, ethanol is a compound found in alcohol and amphetamine.
But it could have been a. What's the ADD medication, the most common one?
Adderall, Ritalin?
Yeah, Adderall.
But how does that kill you? Yeah.
She must have been trying to take a bunch of stuff to like, I don't know. Did they know? You know what I mean?
I was like, so God help us all if one of these is Zoloft. I'm just going to jump off.
It's not.
Okay, because I stopped taking my Zyrtec.
First of all, you're fine to take Zyrtec.
I know. But I'm like, how would you, God, if
I
ever.
Said suicide, she cleared, like, probably none of those things. It was probably the ethanol and the speed. That's it. The rest of it was probably just in her system. Okay. She probably has allergies.
Okay, so like, if that happens to me, and just don't rule it a suicide, please. Be like, she was taking her Lexapro. She had allergies. She did not mean to do this. And then poor Hulk had a heart attack. What the?
Wait, Hulk, is he alive still?
No, he died. Hulk Hogan died. He was only 71.
When?
A few days ago.
You're just thrilled with good news.
You know what? What do you do when you don't drink? You
I
just sit on your phone.
That he probably did a lot of steroids.
I think so too. I think that could
probably
affect
took
you.
A major toll on, I'm sure, his heart and I'm sure other organs
like
in his body.
Like Ozzy outlived Hulk.
Yeah.
Wild.
How old was Ozzy?
76.
And he had Parkinson's?
He had Parkinson's, but apparently he got a spinal surgery.
Yeah.
That he thought was going to help him. And he knew after the surgery it was 10 times worse. He was like, that did not help.
Oh, so what do you mean? Was he on
painkillers?
He knew
he was going to die.
Why? With the spine surgery?
I don't know. I stopped reading, but yes. It was the spine surgery and Parkinson and an infection maybe. I don't know.
Oh.
But damn, I'm watching his clips. Absolutely hysterical. And then I started watching the Osbournes again.
People are running a bunch of those clips.
They're so funny.
Yeah, they are funny. It was pretty revolutionary what they did. Remember, there was
it
like...
It was like the first...
It was like the first reality TV show.
She ran back.
Where what is was he doing? Cat? Trying to get it?
Can you turn it
off? Where?
You know what's weird is, like, when I was watching this, I thought he was 70.
I know, right?
Like, come back push. When this came out.
Come puss.
How old was he here? Look at him. He was
come
such
on,
a
you fucking shit. He's just so funny, and he's trying to get the cat inside because he's afraid the coyote will get it.
Did they let him cuss like this on MTV? Wasn't it MTV?
Yeah, they just buzzed it out, I think.
Sharon!
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 I mean, God bless Sharon.
He moves like so old, such an oldie.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. He seemed like a nice guy.
Fast pivot.
Yeah. Hold on.
Have your eyes been bothering you?
No, why? What, your eyes have been bothering you?
Oh my God, so bad.
Why?
Allergies, I guess.
Itchy?
So bad.
Dry?
Yeah.
Painful?
Like I have a sore right here from itching it so bad.
Oh, just itchy mostly.
So itchy.
That's the main the main symptom.
Killing me.
What else?
That's it.
Okay. Allergies.
Allergies?
Yeah.
Lucky bitch.
I feel like I've acquired some allergies living in LA or just getting older.
No, my eye keeps tearing.
I just love you so much. Have you missed me? I feel like I didn't see you all last week.
I know.
It was terrifying.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I know when you're out of town, it's just the same when I'm out of town, I guess. It's like, I'm like, I must let her live her life into the
give her space. Let her spread her wings and she'll come back. Yeah. I did.
This is good for her.
This is good for her. It's growth. No, you were out a lot, I felt like.
Not really. What do you mean?
I don't know. You had like a wine night with girlfriends.
Oh. What, did you see that on Instagram? Mm-hmm. Wine night. I did go out with girlfriends one night. I had a weird little like breakfast birthday hangout with another friend for her birthday. I don't know. Nothing really mage.
That's nice.
I'm going to have to start thinking about packing soon.
When do you leave next week?
A week from tomorrow. If Ezra's at camp, sleepaway, it feels like the longest summer of all time. I think I did it all wrong. I sort of planned the entire summer around the 6 nights that Ezra's going to be at sleepaway. Like, I would have preferred probably to be gone now and to have him have done it earlier.
Yeah.
Although, I hate having them gone at 4th of July. It really depresses me. Last year, they were both, 2 of them were gone at 4th of July. I was just like, I'm so alone. Where's my family? Wait,
so how long are you guys gone? Let me guess, 10 days.
14.
Oh my God, you're crazy.
I'm not. We did 14 in spring break. You lose at least 2 days to travel. And on the front end, you lose like kind of like 2 days because you're really messed up from the jet lag.
So when do you get back? Like September?
The 20th, August 20th.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah. And then my kids start school the 21st. That's going to be fun.
Oh my God, you are out of your mind.
They're going to be on Euro time. Yeah, but the first week doesn't even matter. It'll be, and it's kind of fun for the first, I don't know if you feel this way.
Yes, I do. I know what you're going to say.
What?
When you come back from a long, long trip, you reappreciate everything about just normal day-to-day life.
Yes, totally, 100%.
Love that too.
But I like being jet lagged a little bit. Not when you're super tired and can barely stay awake. I like being,
tired early.
Like being tired early, like love so that. Tired, I can barely do it. And I also like being up 3 hours earlier than I normally would.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the world is my oyster. And then I'm just like ready to like crush everything.
Well, I'll be gone for a week while you're gone.
Oh.
Be in Hawaii.
You? Hawaii? With the whole family?
Yeah.
Just your family?
Lola keeps telling everyone. She's like, I'm so excited.
Just you guys?
No.
Who?
Bert, Annie, parents,
Whose idea?
Bert and Leanne's.
Yeah? Are you guys all paying for yourself?
No, they're paying.
Bert and Leanne?
It's their Christmas present. They've changed it into doing trips every year.
What'd they do last year?
The Sphere, but I got the stomach flu.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a year ago?
That was a year ago.
No. Stop.
It was in December.
Oh.
It was December, but yes, it was a year ago.
It was, okay. Yes, it was December. It wasn't last August or something.
No, no, no.
That's a great gift. That is so nice. So what island are you going to?
I don't know. That's very confusing.
Are you staying in a house or a hotel?
Hotel. Wow.
For a week? Damn, Gina.
And Lola keeps telling everyone, she's like, I'm so excited. This is our first real family vacation. It's like, well, that's fucking sad.
My mama never
loved
me.
So glad everything else has been so memorable for you, Lola.
Isn't that funny when something clicks like that and they'll be like, yeah, they'll say something. You're like, whoa, sorry I've deprived you.
She's like, it's our first real family vacation. I was like, so what? The rest was fake?
Yeah.
I think kids think of Hawaii as like a vacation.
They do. I know. And you know what? It's not overrated. Yeah. I didn't go to Hawaii, and I might have said this to you before, until like mid-20s. And I thought, I'd been to Mexico so many times. And I grew up in San Diego, and I thought, I want to go, but there's no possible way. I've seen the ocean. I've da-da-da-da-da. There's no possible way this is going to be that great. And it's Hawaii, you know? It is. It is that great. I don't want to live there. But it's just, I mean, it's cool because it is America, but it's so tropical. The air is different. Everything.
The air is different.
Everything is different. I
the
love
meat
Hawaii.
Is different.
We're going for Thanksgiving. I've talked her on into going for
That's
Thanksgiving.
Fun.
Yeah. Because I just went with my friend and I thought it was, I hadn't been in so long. And I kept saying, I really want the boys.
Yeah.
To, nice. To come experience it. Dom's never been, and the other two haven't been since they were like little
miniature people.
Oh, that's
nice.
Dom yesterday said, he goes, you think my kids are going to be hot?
And Stop
I was like,
it.
Yeah, probably. You're going to land like the smartest, most beautiful, well, you know. And I'm like, and of course, you're like so cute. And he's like, I'm hoping for a girl.
Oh my God. Who is he?
Are you dead?
Who is he?
Well, I'm hoping for a
Wait,
girl.
Wait, is he sleeping in his room?
I mean, I slept in there with him last night. His new room?
Yeah.
The Dingle Dome?
The Dingle Dome?
Yeah, he is. But I'm dialing it in. I took the silk sheets off because they were a little too severe for a snuggly, like, you know what I mean? Like, they were too slick.
Yeah.
And on my bed, and maybe once they're washed more, maybe once he's used to it, but I've changed it to flannel. I did a 3-inch foam thing on top of the mattress.
Okay.
Changed the sheets to flannel.
Ay, ay, ay. Is his room cold?
Cold enough. It's been pretty cold, actually. Okay. Cozy flannel sheets and just like a hotel with like a white and black border, yeah. like your style,
yeah.
Duvet. And I nailed it. He needed it to be more nesty.
So he sleeps in there.
I mean, so he sort of transitioned to sleeping with Ezra in the twin. That's been good. And then, mm-hmm. I don't know, still like once or twice a week, he's coming in and he's like, I can't do it. I just can't. Do it. I'm like, why can't you do it? He's just like, I just
Ted
can't,
did that
I just
the other
can't
night.
Do it. I just he, can't do it.
He was like, tonight I want to sleep in your room. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I'll ask Dad if he'll sleep in the guest room with Lola. And Mike's like, no, Ted can sleep with me. Like,
yeah,
he never sleeps with me. I'm sleeping in my bed.
Yeah.
If he wants to sleep in there, he sleeps with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Sleep in where?
In our room.
I think that's good. Break him.
Yeah. That's what Mike said.
Break him down.
So you hear them just melting apart. And Mike was very patient. He was like, come on, buddy. You can do this. Like, you don't. He's like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't. And it got to the point where I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Just like, I was just like, I just want to go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not fighting this fight at 10:30.
Yeah.
So I brought him in. Mike was not happy, but I brought him into my room and he was like, he was like hysterical. I was like, it's okay. Relax. Just go to bed. He's like, I tried. I need you to know that I tried. I tried sleeping with him. He just sucks at cuddling.
Stop it.
I was like, it's fair, Ted.
But you do have to break it. At least mix it up.
Yeah.
Because he not sleep with anyone but you?
No.
Oh.
He slept with my mom, with Fran, my sister.
I got you.
My sister with Zay Zay.
Yeah.
He'll sleep with, yeah.
You have a sister?
If I'm not there, he'll sleep the whole night with Mike. Mm. It's just like, yeah.
Mm.
Would Dom sleep with Duran if he knew you were in his bed?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. He would rather be in my bed than anywhere else. And he would prefer me.
He doesn't care who's in there. He just wants to be in your bed.
He would prefer me. But yeah, if that was an option to him, yes, he'll take it.
Yeah.
He kind of acts like that's his room.
But if you gave him the option of sleeping in his room with you or your room with Duran, he would choose you.
Good question. I'll ask him that later.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure. I still kind of think he would choose my bed with Duran.
Really? Try it tonight.
Well, now that his room is a bigger bed, yeah, we'll see. I'll ask.
What size bed does he have, a queen or a full?
Full. Yeah.
Solid.
Solid. It's like, but even still, I was like, move over. Cause you know, he wants to, he's like, imagine how much room I'm going to have when I can sleep in there alone. I'm like, exactly.
Exactly. Try it out. I know. Lola's like, I go, what would it take for you to sleep in this room? And she looks at me and goes, you know what it'd take.
What?
And I was like, Lola.
What?
Cause she told me, she's like, this year for Christmas,
yeah,
I'm going to ask Santa Claus for bunk beds. And I'm like, fucking hell. She's like, I wonder how he's going to get them up there. I'm like, oh my God. So I go,
I don't buy it. I've been down this road before with my kids.
We've all been down this road.
Yeah, where they're
it's
like,
horseshit.
One thing. Yeah, exactly. Tom's like, when I'm in my own room, it's cut to like a month later, by the way.
No, it's bullshit.
I need to see but something on their end that's like working towards this goal.
My mom had a good idea though.
What?
My mom's like, I think that's bullshit. I don't know if she'd sleep in there. She's like, I would.
Thank God, Gigi.
Advocate you getting bunk beds for your playroom so they can do sleepovers. And maybe they'll sleep up there together in the playroom. But if you put it in one room and not the other.
In the playroom where the TV is?
Yeah. Which I had the same reaction, but then think about it. If it's a regular twin bunk bed and then the bottom's like a queen where you could like hang out on it.
I'm not here for that.
I'm here for it. I really wish I had done built-ins, but I think.
In their room?
No, in the guest, in the playroom.
Built-ins for what?
Beds.
What do you mean?
Like those amazing bunk bed built-ins against the wall where they're like little nooks. Like Kourtney Kardashian, we've seen pictures of this.
Yeah, but that's not, that's like in a room. This is like an open air, like I know. Nice landing pad.
But it's like, is it like, if they have a sleepover, then they're both sleeping in a queen bed together. That's a little weird to me.
I had two kids, two 13, well, no, one's 14. Luca's friend sleepover this weekend. And one of the air mattresses popped. So I had one air mattress on the floor. And then there's the queen Murphy bed that comes down. And I said to three of them, like, guys, two of you are sleeping in the queen. Like, get over it.
Yeah.
And then one of you are sleeping on the air mattress. They're like, we're fine. We're cool. And then the next morning, I should have taken a picture the next morning. They're just like in bed, like shirtless, like on their phones. It's like, they're fine.
Yeah.
They're all really close though. Like if it was a friend that like maybe like, they'd be like, no thanks. But there, I'm like, I said, because I like sort of demystified the whole thing. I was like, guys, it's a big bed. Two people can fit in it. Super comfortable. There's an air mattress. I don't care who sleeps where. You're fine. Like there's no funny business happening.
When I was little, I told my parents, I was like, if I get a bed tent, I'll sleep in there.
Dom told me this too. Yes, you didn't sleep in there?
No.
Yeah.
Like for one night, and then I think I went to their room.
Bed tent.
Like
I got a bed tent. I did the bed tent. You know how hard it is to make the bed when there's a bed tent on?
Oh, fuck it. The bed's not getting made with a bed tent. Like, the bed's hidden.
Okay, have you heard of this? In Korea, people are going to these, like, voluntarily checking themselves into these relaxation prisons.
Oh, yes. How great does this sound?
Kind of amazing.
But do you have Wi-Fi?
I don't think so. So in South Korea, a unique concept called Prison Inside Me offers a relaxation prison experience where individuals voluntarily pay to be locked in a cell for a period of time, seeking a mental rest, reset, and escape from the stresses of modern life. This facility, inspired by the desire to disconnect from technology and external pressures, provides a minimalist environment for reflection, relaxation, self-discovery. I kind of love it. I mean, like, listen, you still have a bed. You go for like...
What's the pod outside the door? What is that little...
A stool or something?
Like, what is that?
Food? Oh, they slip it in?
That's just so weird. Oh, you're like a cat.
Yeah, so you get locked... Does it say you get locked in? Did I say that? Locked up to relax. Prison-like retreat. So I don't know that I love the prison part, but I do like the disconnecting. That's like, oh yeah, this is it. Prison for stress relief. A former prosecutor came up with a bizarre antidote, those seeking solitude, being locked in a cell for 2 days.
Okay.
That's nice. 2 days in solitary confinement. See, what did I just say? 2 days would be great.
Former prosecutor.
Created by a former prosecutor. When I was working as a prosecutor about 20 years ago, it's not like it was always hard, but I worked nearly 100 hours almost every week. At that time, I had a stomach ulcer, smoked and drank a lot, and worked late. Sounds
same.
Like you, Gotti.
Same. I spent 6 months like this, smoking and drinking. I didn't have an answer.
Became
to what
exhausted.
Else to do.
Became yeah. I mean, I kind of like it. I'd be scared out of my gourd. Two days.
I need to
look
be
how
able
pretty
to,
it is.
Oh yeah, but I need to be able to go outside. I can't be locked up like.
But
a
I
cat.
Thought about solitary confinement in prison. Oh, there are 28 identical cells. Each room has a tea set, a yoga mat, a small table with a diary,
and a toilet.
Before being locked in their cell, participants exchange greetings and share their stories with others.
Okay. This is like what prison is like in Asia. This is not like it's here. No one has yoga mats.
Each day, participants are imprisoned from 1:45 until 9:45 the next day. I thought that being in place by myself would be engrossed in work phones.
Without being engrossed in work phones.
Relationships, alcohol, and cigarettes.
So it's like a little rehab stint.
I would recover my body and my mind and my thoughts on where I am. I sort of love it, I have to say.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Think about it. They're saying everything. Like all, just even the basic, the person looks depressed, the basic interactions, which we obviously need, but everybody needs to like unwind from that.
I'm not sure I'd discover who I am in those 2 days though.
That's what I was just going to ask you. It seems like it would take a lot longer.
Yeah, and like his ulcer didn't heal in 2 days, I'll tell you that much.
And do they just cruise around until 1:45?
And light a cigarette when he left? I bet he did. There's no way he quit.
Anyways, how fascinating.
That's fascinating. We should do that.
How much
people.
Is it? Can we see how much it is? I'm getting this for Cottie for her birthday.
They should just call it Peace Prison.
Oh, thanks.
My ChatGPT robot is exhausted. Thanks.
Prison, is that what it's called?
Prison of Peace. It's from serving time to serving others.
I don't
others.
Know that this is it.
Oh, no, this isn't. Prison this is women. Finding prison, peace in prison.
A two-night stay can cost what? Around $146. It's cheap.
But I have so many.
I think I'd maybe rather go to a monastery and do yoga and like hum all day and not talk than being locked in a room.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Remember the one I was talking about, that Evelyn's?
Yes.
I would rather do that.
I'd rather everyone just leave my house for 2 days.
Not going to happen for any dollar
You can
amount.
Take my Wi-Fi, yeah. Just everyone leave me alone for 2 days.
Okay, the other thing that I wanted to see if you saw, did you see this woman, this South African surfer girl who was like posting, videoing, you know, GoPro or something, and she was actually like swimming in sewage?
Oh my God. Are you serious?
It's, you know, I mean, I'm serious. Yeah, this is it. Ugh. Can we turn up the volume? Accidentally. Influence accidentally swam in sewage. I hope she knows the phone is from a nearby sewer pipe. It, because in South Africa, it's like, I don't know wherever she was. Look. look. Connie,
I feel
look.
Like I can smell it. Oh my God.
Bathing band. But look how gorgeous the beach is. It's kind of disgusting that they're doing that. I love how I'm grossing you out for once. I'm never the one to gross you out.
It's on her face. It is so gross to me. That is everyone's insides. Oh my God. I wonder if she opened her mouth.
And she's
water.
Like,
it's like splash.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I've got.
Oh my
I've
God! Is she ever going to recover
just,
than
just
that?
People dying.
Yeah. Why is my algorithm so fucked up?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. You're watching people swim in sewage.
So anyway, my dad started a 10K race in Phoenix almost 50 years ago, and now they're doing a 5K, a half marathon, and I think a full marathon as well. The last couple years, but it's a big year, 50 damn years.
50 years.
And I think you should come.
He's going to run it like a pimp.
He's going to, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know that he's going to run it.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe he'll walk
Doesn't
it.
Doesn't he usually run it?
Not the last couple years. I think he might like jog, walk.
When are you going to go? What are the, like, you
that weekend. I think it's the 9th
on
a Sunday. So I'll go the 7th to the 9th.
Okay.
Anyway, I think it's really cool that he started this so long ago and that it's still going on. And everybody who is nearby or wants to be there should come.
Meet us.
Meet us.
There.
Yeah. All right. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.